In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Dame Cicely Saunders. Dame Cicely Saunders is perhaps the most important person of the 20th century you've never heard of. Young Cicely was a student at Oxford at the start of World War II. She left Oxford to become a nurse, and after the war, completed her medical training, becoming a doctor. And along the way, as a young woman in her 30s, she was baptized into the Anglican Church. Dr. Saunders is the person most responsible for the birth of palliative care, or pain management provided to patients who are terminally ill. This word is overused, but she was truly a pioneer. Her vision and drive in England helped to create St. Christopher's in London in 1967. St. Christopher's Hospice was the first hospice in the world to be built specifically for that purpose, a hospital fully loaded to take care of those who are dying. She's honored by the Queen, the Church of England, by the Pope, by many others. Dame Cicely Saunders worked tirelessly to build a movement. Hospice care and palliative medicine in particular now bring comfort and support to millions and millions around the world. And this is so because of a determined, brilliant, and compassionate Anglican nurse and social worker. And in her clinical work, Dame Cicely introduces the concept of total pain. Very simple, total pain. In her work with the dying, Dame Cicely learns that pain is more than just physical pain. When you suffer, your suffering emerges from more than one source. For certain, there is physical pain, but there is also pain that is social, pain that is emotional, and pain that is spiritual. Social pain. Social pain is the pain of fragile and broken relationships. Social pain is the pain of someone who is alienated and separated from others. When a relationship needs healing, social pain is present. There's also emotional pain or psychological pain. The pain of mental distress and anguish. It could be depression or anxiety. The mind can suffer just as much as the body. Emotional pain is a serious source of suffering, especially among the dying. And finally, there is spiritual pain. The pain we feel when we feel that we are on the wrong side of God's love. Social pain is the pain of separation from other people. Spiritual pain is the pain of separation from God. And what Dame Cicely documents over and over in her long career is that these four sources of pain, physical, social, emotional, and spiritual, they interact with one another. You can't treat one apart from the others. You have to treat total pain. Treating physical pain alone is not enough. Suffering always involves the whole person. And so medicine must treat the whole person. This is the heart of palliative care in the hospice movement. And because of Dame Cicely Saunders, the terminally ill today are treated with their total pain in mind. It's truly a revolution. In the gospel this morning, Jesus comes to his disciples walking on the stormy seas. He even calls Peter to leave behind the boat and to walk with him on those frightful waters. And this image of Christ walking on the water, it has personal meaning for all of us. Our lives are different, and Christ calls you and he calls me to face different challenges. My sins are not your sins, and your sins are not mine. Our struggles are different. Those stormy waters Christ calls us upon are often different. But there's one struggle we all face. There's one stormy sea each of us must walk on. Each of us faces death. You and I may not be in a hospice today, but from the church's point of view, each of us is terminally ill. No matter who we are, no matter where we come from, our income, education, ethnicity, it doesn't matter. Rich or poor, Android or iPhone, Marvel or DC, Fox News or CNN, it doesn't matter. Life ends. It ends. Death, is the stormy sea of all stormy seas. And either we will sit in the boat and pretend that the weather is fine, or we will face death. And like Peter, we will bid Christ to call us and to catch us and to save us. What Dame Cicely Saunders gives to modern medicine, the church has always known. Her understanding of total pain is embedded deeply and with power in the ancient prayers of the church. At every single divine service, every liturgy, every matins, every vespers, and the rest, we offer a very special petition to God. We pray very specifically about our own deaths. We ask God for a Christian ending to our life. And this ending, this Christian ending, this death that we pray for, it has four parts. It has four dimensions. We pray for a death that is painless, blameless, peaceful, and we also pray for a good defense before the dread judgment seat of Christ. I like to think of this as the Dame Cicely petition. Death is approached in four ways. Each one of them is important. We pray for a death that is painless for certain. That's physical pain. But we also pray for a death that is blameless. This is an absence of social pain. We want to be free of blame from hurting others. Free of blame for doing nothing about our broken relationships. We also pray for a death that is peaceful. We pray for relief from emotional pain. We pray for relief from psychological suffering. And finally, we pray for a good defense before the judgment seat. We pray for relief from spiritual pain. We pray for true union with God, for full fellowship with Father and Son and Holy Spirit, despite the many ways that we have rejected Trinitarian life and the love that it offers. Like Dame Cicely, Christ is a healer that brings relief not just to part of you, but to all of you. He's a physician of our souls and bodies, as we say over and over in the liturgy. The gospel of Jesus Christ is a gospel that treats total pain, pain that is physical, pain that is social, pain that is emotional, and pain that is spiritual. And because this is so, Jesus Christ destroys the myth that there is nothing that we should be doing to prepare for our deaths. Our gospel thumbs its nose at the idea that death should be ignored and never talked about. Death, as we celebrate it every Pascha and on every Sunday, death is overthrown. Death is no longer our eternal separation from God. Because Christ freely chooses as God to die as a human being, because Christ refuses to break fellowship with us even though we offer him a cross, because Christ gives himself up for the life of the world. Because of this, death is turned inside out, and death becomes creative. We celebrate this day the Feast of the Dormition. The icon is both before you and in writ large on the wall. It is behind you as well. I invite you to turn around and take a look at it on the back wall. It is an icon of Mary's death. It is a perfect death. A death according to that Dame Cicely petition. One that is painless, blameless, peaceful, and one that is well defended before the judge. Mary is healed by Christ of all suffering. Physical and social and emotional pain are absent. And with very beautiful symmetry, Mary is received as a newly born child into the arms of the one she once held as a newly born Savior. The icon of the Dormition reminds us that we are destined for eternal communion with God. But brothers and sisters, we have some work to do. It's time to get out of the boat and to bid Christ to invite us to walk where Christ walks, not safe in the boat pretending that death doesn't exist, but to be with Christ on the stormy waters, facing down the last enemy and claiming the victory that Christ achieves for us on the cross. My family is a clergy family. Clergy families are a little bit different. Our sense of humor is a little morbid but real. And we do often remind each other that when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. And this is true. When it is your time to go, it is time to go. But the question remains, what are you going to do about it? We could do nothing. Just sit. Ignore the slipstream of passing days. Distract ourselves. Or we could accept what Christ offers. I cannot control physical pain, but thank God he works through doctors and nurses and caregivers to do so. But the rest of my suffering is not beyond my total control. It is work for today. The end of social pain is the end of human conflict. It leads to a blameless death. Christ offers us a pathway to blamelessness. No human relationship is beyond repair. No human relationship. Mutual repentance and reconciliation are available by God's grace. But it takes work. It takes humility and vulnerability. The end of emotional pain is the end of mental suffering. It leads to a peaceful death. The church offers peace, and the church works together with our best clinical practices to bring relief to those in mental anguish. But it takes work. It takes honesty and self-awareness. And the end of spiritual pain is the beginning of the life which God has always offered to us. Christ desires to share his life with you. But this too takes work. Spiritual pain will not end if we light a few candles and buy a few icons. The Apostle Paul says to pray constantly. And the church is here to help us do that. The Christian ending that we pray for, it's work for today. Dame Cicely Saunders, she continued to work all the way up until her death. She developed breast cancer at the age of 87, and she died in 2005. She died at her own St. Christopher's Hospice in London. Last year, 2018, on what would have been her 100th birthday, she even had a Google Doodle, which is pretty high praise here in these days of late capitalism. She died as she lived, helping people to live until they die. Dame Cicely wrote that suffering is only intolerable. Suffering is only intolerable when nobody cares. And she dared to care about the whole person. And this is what Christ dares us to do. This is what we pray for when we pray for that Christian ending. In Christ, all suffering is addressed. In Christ, the whole person is brought into eternal life. The whole person. And this day, Christ bids you, come and walk with me on the stormiest of waters. Death will not win. I will catch you and save you. Amen.